every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
All right, let's get into conversation now. Before our cappuccino with the CEO, we speak to another CEO, and a CEO of a different kind. We have David Tiltman joining us in studio, the CEO of AME. Dave, so yes, Classic Business Breakfast with MoneyWeb off the air today, but there's a whole range of other plans that AME has in store.
Yeah, it's been quite a brisk 3 months since I took over in end of November last year. And obviously, we want to turn the business around, and there's quite a few key areas of focus that I need to pay attention to. So, in terms of our group of subsidiary companies, there's quite a few businesses: Classic, Algo FM in Port Elizabeth, and also OFM. We definitely do need certain results and improvement of the bottom line of some of our companies. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll be paying quite a lot of attention to that.
Mm. What areas do you think specifically need to be a key focus area? I mean, taking a look at your offerings, do you see the financial aspect, and I only speak about that particularly because of the show we're at, being a solid part of those platforms in some way or other at the very least?
Yeah, I think MoneyWeb is obviously what we're talking about here, and definitely there's a massive potential for MoneyWeb to grow. The synergies across the group are ideal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the key areas that I'm going to plan to drive is synergies across the group. So you're definitely going to be seeing a lot more or hearing a lot more of MoneyWeb product and business news information across our networks. Mm.
How do you increase footprint, though, on some of the other products you have in terms of radio offering? Because it's quite significant and quite all right to get that footprint growing as much as possible in order to, as you said, increase that bottom line, too.
In terms of footprint, we pretty much reached saturation point for the radio stations.
Yeah.
Highly regulated industry, so stations like Algo FM are already covering massive areas of 21 transmitter sites, which is quite high from an operational expense perspective. So we've got the whole, just about the whole of the western half of the Eastern Cape and some of the Garden Route covered by Algoa.
Sure.
And then OFM covers a large part of central South Africa, including Northern Cape and Northwest. So it's a massive footprint. So to grow it isn't probably highly likely. And then Classic is a one transmitter business.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you take it forward then? How do you take any of the stations sort of forward in what is it then a saturated market? What do you then do to make it better to keep the consumers you have and keep them enticed in the way the business model is run? How the radio stations keep going as well? What do you do differently from here on, you think?
Well, I think there's three key areas. Algoa in the Eastern Cape is currently the number one commercial radio station in South Africa, and that's quite a huge accolade. It was the first business outside of Gauteng to get that award. So
They're
really on top form and doing really well. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. So one would look at probably three things. One is it's just continue to market the business better. Both Algoa and OFM are mature businesses, so they've got a solid track record and will continue down a certain path. And there's only so much cost one can contain. So I think just moving on to what I said earlier, I think the synergies are definitely there. So we need to look at synergies across the group, which will help a little bit on the cost side. There's definitely ways. Good examples are sharing programming between OFM and Algoa, so both stations have similar formats and presenter pools, and somewhere in between, I think we can definitely improve on that.
Mm.
So it's marketing, growing audience, which has been quite tough for our secondary market businesses, but it's always going to be a focus of ours, and growing into new audiences as well. And then the third is new revenue opportunities, and therein lies, I think, an opportunity for businesses like MoneyWeb to come on board with the other.
How have you found that part of the business? I mean, how difficult has it been? The new revenue opportunities, something that you're not the only media entity sort of looking for. That the traditional way of sort of advertising or getting funding for media companies is sort of being done away with, or is it perhaps old fashioned and a bit of a struggle. How do you then make sure that you are part of a part of the change and fit well into, you know, perhaps the brands that you'd like to continue to be a part of the operations you have.
Yeah, well, you're correct. I mean, the way companies and agencies are buying is changing quite rapidly, and we've got to keep abreast of those changes. We've got a very solid sales house based in the national market, United Stations, which is one of our subsidiaries. So they obviously drive a lot of that. And then in terms of the business going forward, revenue opportunities, everyone's dabbling in the digital side of things, so definitely for us, we're continuing to play in that space and look at growing that, but it's still a small percentage of our business. So even the radio stations are becoming more like media companies as opposed to just being narrow-minded and radio-focused. And then I think from an events perspective, there's definitely opportunities across the group.
Sure.
Event sponsorships, activation. So there's various ways that one can skin that revenue cat. And growing up in the secondary market, I've certainly learned how to mine nice and deep.
Yeah. Dev, I'm going to put you on the spot here. And this one is going to be the worst one of them all. Who are the best talents you have in the AME group? Here's a hint. There is a right answer, and they should be right in front of you.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the easiest question of the lot. And let's confessions. It's only Thursday, but I guess I'll do confessions only this week. Right, so this show was my idea. And at the end of the day, I think it was a fantastic concept. I think it was brand new. It was ready for our national market, and I think it really I really felt it was going to be a massive success. Unfortunately, the numbers told us a different story. But for me, I'm certainly proud of the way you guys have performed on air. I think with Classic 102.7, the show for me has been, you know, a huge positive in many ways. Unfortunately, it is ending today, which is quite a difficult business decision to make. But I still believe that we can put it in cotton wool and look at another option. Going down the line, moving forward, I'm exploring different avenues for broadcasting. And
that
these days,
must be the toughest thing to do right now, though. Like, you just have to take something that was your brainchild, and then
it was probably it was a hard decision, and I didn't make too many people happy, but I had to make a decision, and I made this one. But from my perspective, Arabila and Nastasha, you've done a fantastic job, and congratulations. I think you've really set the tone, and I certainly believe there is life after the show on this station with us at AME.
Thank Here's you. A fun fact about our very own Dave Teltman.
Oh boy, here we go.
What do you know about me?
So basically, like every show pretty much, Tash just winds up with these new facts that we don't know where they come from.
She Googles a lot.
She does. She knows how to use Google, that's for sure.
Dave Teltman used to be a radio DJ many, many, many years ago. You see?
So you want to take over for the next couple of minutes?
Yeah, I'd love to. Can I interview you?
Go for it.
Okay, so you've just got back from Old Trafford. What is it like?
Yeah, look, you know, going to Old Trafford has always been a boyhood dream. So it wasn't really just about the game, which was obviously the point. And obviously I watched Manchester United versus Liverpool. But it's really about being in the city, being in the crowd. And I was at the Stretford End, which is considered the loudest part of that stadium. So it was absolutely fun. It was an atmosphere like no other. And I've been to the El Clasico even, and this was 10 times better, and yet there was a draw in the game. So it was great.
Oh, well, I'm very, very proud of you. I mean, you support Man United, and I'm a Spurs supporter. So it's normally this time of the season when we realize that we no longer want to challenge for league titles and FA Cups.
You know
and
what?
Things.
We still might
so,
catch you guys.
Yeah, so that would worry me. But certainly, my late brother was a huge fan, so it's good to see
Do you watch any other sports, Dave?
Yeah, I'm a huge sports fanatic. I love live music, concerts. I've been to see just about everyone who's ever been on stage.
Even Justin Bieber?
No, I missed that one. I missed them. One Direction I also missed.
Oh,
but
darn.
I did get to see Madonna in London. And then sport-wise, it's quite difficult growing up in Port Elizabeth. Well, I support the Southern Kings because one of our brands is involved with that team, but the Warriors cricket team. Yeah. But now that I'm living in Johannesburg, most of the time I think I'm going to have to change some.
The Lions, either way you look at it, are always a good bet.
So I'm going to have to get myself a Spider-Man rugby jersey.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Put that one. Do it ASAP. Dave Tilbin, really, really appreciated. The CEO of AME, just really in conversation about AME, the way forward, and what where to from here. And we'll continue with another conversation with another CEO right after this.